This is Truth Matters Daily Devotion with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, whose mission is to empower men and women in the Christian faith to teach biblical truth in the culture and the marketplace of ideas, using the Bible as a sacred trust of truth in sharing the message of Jesus. Learn more about the ministry of the Truth Project at www.projecttruthmatters.com. Today, we wind up Revelation chapter 12 and go into chapter 13. The subject, the Antichrist. Here's Dr. Davis.
So, I don't know about you, but in reading this chapter, I see even more and understand even more the provision of God, but also how tumultuous the Great Tribulation is going to be when Satan is thrown out of heaven. And you're saying, why do you say all this? Why does this even apply to me? Those that are listening who don't know Jesus as a personal Savior, I still feel the urgency deep within my spirit to really preach and to push and to prophesy and to try to influence to say that today is the day of salvation. The time before the rapture to be saved is now, because the time to be saved in the tribulation will be persecution like we've never seen before. So why not come to Christ while it is easy? The time to serve Him is now. Let's get into chapter 13 and we'll read verses 1 through 10. Then I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rising up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and on his horn 10 crowns, and on his head a blasphemous name. Now the beast which I saw was like a leopard. His feet were like the feet of a bear, and his mouth like the mouth of a lion. The dragon gave him his power, his throne, and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as if it had been mortally wounded, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world marveled and followed the beast. So they worshiped the dragon who gave authority to the beast, and they worshiped the beast, saying, Who is like the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And he was given a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and he was given authority to continue for 42 months. Then he opened his mouth and blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and those who dwell in heaven. It was granted to him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and authority was given him over every tribe, tongue, and nation. All who dwell in the earth will worship him, whose names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If anyone has a hear, let him hear. He who leads into captivity shall go into captivity. He who kills with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. So each time we look into these chapters of heavy symbolism, you know, we started out with, in chapter 12, who was the woman? And really, you know, in chapter 13, what is this about, or who is this about? Chapter 13 is about the Antichrist. The Antichrist is highly popular in the Bible as well as in the secular world. In the Bible, he's mentioned in Daniel 7, but it is described in more detail in Revelation chapter 13, which is the focus of this chapter. It is interesting on the secular side that many people have been named the Antichrist. Looking back in history, who do you think could have been the Antichrist? And when I ask our church class, in answering this question, some of them came up with very clever answers. Barack Obama was one of them. Kamala Harris was one of them. You know, obviously not saying that they are. It's just, it's interesting what people think of the Antichrist and what they look like. Knowing that their answers is not true, because we know that the rapture hasn't come, therefore the Antichrist is not in power today. We do know that Antiochus Epiphanes was a forerunner for the Antichrist. We know that Adolf Hitler is very similar to the Antichrist in how he annihilated the Jews. Some even say that it's JFK, because he got 666 votes at the Democratic Convention. Many thought that when he was assassinated that he would come back to life, and he did not.
You've been listening to Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, a North Carolina-based ministry dedicated to teaching biblical truth and sound theology to those inside and outside of the church. If you'd like to listen to these messages on demand, go to projecttruthmatters.com and click on the podcast link. Dr. Davis is also available to speak to your ministry group or church function. She can be reached by email at CherylDavis@projecttruthmatters.com. Or if you'd like to send a letter, the address is Project Truth Matters, Post Office Box 159, St. Paul's, North Carolina, 28384. You can hear Truth Matters weekdays on this radio station at 8:20 a.m. and 5:20 p.m. with a full-length teaching program on Saturday afternoon at 12:30. Until next time, let's all work together to teach of biblical truth, to assist, equip, edify, and encourage one another, and bring the gospel to the world. Because truth matters.